The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London with a snapshot of Britain's doctors, Adam.
Yeah, from the General Medical Council, the organisation that sets standards for doctors in the UK, and they're saying that essentially our medics are suffering from especially poor morale. Now, I'm sure I could have said that most years for the last, well, 50 years, but they're saying that it's particularly bad at the moment because of more work, less money, a poor work-life balance, a lack of promotion, burnout, and, according to this report, the way they're talked to by the government, that feeling that the rhetoric that comes from ministers and so forth is underhand and undermining, even borne out by a former health minister and part-time doctor, Dan Poulter. It's just one of those things. When it comes to poor morale, you don't want it with your bus driver, your air traffic controller, or your doctor.
Yeah, correct. Somehow, do you? 100% correct. Good analysis. Tell us about the little dog.
Well, yes, he was dubbed Britain's loneliest dog, and he has spent 1,000 days in an animal shelter in Windsor. But finally, he's got an owner. 5,500 dogs have found a home before him. It was just thought that he was taken in as a young puppy. It was just thought that he was a bit big and a bit ugly, and people didn't really want Bud the Border Collie. But now, finally, a family have fallen in love with him after a TV appeal, and 5,500 dogs, 1,000 days later, Britain's loneliest dog has got a family.
Lovely.
And you can't beat that for a shaggy dog story.
No, that is a lovely story. A lovely story. Well done. Have a wonderful weekend, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.